We've covered GLM 5.2 very excitedly before, and Prof Jai Tang's belief that there will be an open weights fable class model by end of the year spot check with 134 days left. There are now 2.23 trillion models Q1 3.8 max and Kimi K3 with estimates that fable is 3.7 trillion and on lie 2 points higher on the AA index. Prof Jai Tang is back on X to tell us that our shorthand for model sizes is no longer enough. Parameter count is only meaningful alongside three others: how much data you have, where you intend to spend your compute, and who will run the model, under what conditions. We have covered
from Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief, Theo, August 20th. The systems update 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next.
Let's get into it.
First from latent.space. AI news: death of Params, Z.AI CEO Jai Tang on GLM 5.3, and the new post-training scaling law. Next. Second from InfoQ. The open sourcing of DeepSeek Anis opens the door to modular, unbundled AI agent infrastructure. DeepSeek has released a developer preview of DeepSeek Harness DSH, an open source execution runtime for building autonomous AI agents. The software features a microkernel architecture with modular plugins for various functional units. The release includes an append-only event logging system for tracking execution activities. Adoption may depend on plugin ecosystem stability and API maintenance. Up next, third from the register. AMD inches closer to its goal of making AI suck less energy. AI's thirst for power remains an ongoing concern, but fear not, AMD says it's making steady progress towards its goal of boosting rack efficiency 20x by the end of the decade. In a blog post published this week, the House of Zen estimates that, as of 2026, its systems are already 4x more efficient than they were in 2024. Certainly, a lot has changed since then. An anonymous reader quotes a report from NPR: Meta was infused with a culture in which employees obsessed over user numbers and consistently pushed safety to the side, according to Arturo Bajava, former employee turned whistleblower, who testified today in the landmark child safety trial against THE social media company.
As you may recall, AMD began volume production of the MI300X, its first true data center GPU designed for AI, that year.
And then,
fourth from Slashot. Whistleblower Arturo Bajar leads testimony in landmark trial against Meta. Only one man had the ability to change that, Bajar said, CEO Mark Zuckerberg, but he didn't. Next,
fifth from Skibelsky.
Five things top product leaders love: favored agent status and tailor-made enterprise tools.
Edition hash 46 of implications. This edition explores forecasts and implications around 1. The industry-leading software becoming tailor-made software, 2. The emergence of favored agent status, 3. 5 things you must love as a product leader, and some surprises at the end. As always, if you are new, here's the rundown on what to expect.
I aim for quality, density, and provocation versus frequency and trendiness.
Up next.
6th from Emerging AI.
Master inference engineering, the skill behind faster, cheaper AI models. Ask an AI coding agent to fix one difficult bug and watch what happens behind the screen. It reads files,
calls a model,
searches again,
calls another tool,
runs the code,
sees an error,
sends the new state back to the model,
tries again,
compresses some context,
calls the model again,
then finally gives you the answer. One task has quietly become many inference jobs.
NVIDIA recently published a trace of a 33-minute agent session containing 58 main agent turns, 225 sub-agent calls, and 283 separate inference requests.
And then, 7th from the behavioral.
Dot summer vacation to escape AI optimization and recent coaching notes.
Hi there, I'm Austin, a former senior engineering manager and hiring committee chair at Meta and behavioral interview enthusiast.
September coaching slots are open now and starting to fill. If you have a loop coming this fall, book a session before the calendar fills up. Grab a copy of my best-selling book, Mastering Behavioral Interviews, to get a complete prep system and learn how to land the roles that really matter.
P.S. I stole this summer coaching post update idea from.
Check out his content if you're prepping for big tech roles. Next.
8th from K.W. Norton.
America 2026, her resolute national sovereignty regained.
To even believe the conversation we have now would have been possible 10 years ago is preposterous.
The very idea a sovereign nation could exist without regular war and the ongoing boom and bust cycles of inflationary war economies followed by deflationary peacetime has been largely unknown. For about 12,000 years, the very basis of a sovereign nation was based upon these violent swings between peace and war, boom and bust. For 12,000 years, the power of a sovereign nation state was derived from the very ability to wage both war and hegemonic control and efficiency directives.
Up next.
9th from 9 to 5 Mac.
Apple hits back at OpenAI's bid to dismiss lawsuit, reaffirms pervasive trade secret misappropriation.
Apple has filed its response to OpenAI's motion to dismiss the lawsuit in which it accuses two former employees, as well as OpenAI and EO products, of stealing its trade secrets. Here are the details.
And then,
10th from SiliconANGLE. GOP urges top AI firms to do something about the toxic image of data centers.
As artificial intelligence data centers continue to proliferate across Ohio and public opposition grows, AxiOS reported today that the GOP's Senate campaign arm has privately warned AI companies that they need to do something about the increasingly toxic image of the facilities.
The centers have become the battleground for the upcoming election, in which Republican The Post GOP urges top AI firms to do something about the toxic image of data centers appeared first on SiliconANGLE. That's it for today.
Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
That's your brief.
Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.